Lisa Davis. Welcome back to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. When renowned physician and author Dr. William Sears was diagnosed with cancer more than 10 years ago, he wanted and needed to take control of his health. Rather than succumbing to fear and inaction, he created a comprehensive science-based head-to-toe program for living a long, healthy life, which he and his wife Martha follow to this day. Dr. Sears is now healthy and cancer-free, a living testament to the success of his program. For the first time ever, Dr. Sears and his wife share this program in Primetime Health, a scientifically proven plan for feeling young and living longer. Dr. Sears is a father of 8 children and is the author of more than 30 books on child care. He received his pediatric training at Harvard Medical School's Children's Hospital and Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children. Dr. Sears is an associate clinical professor of pediatrics at the University of California, Irvine School of Medicine, and has practiced pediatrics for more than 3 decades. Dr. Sears, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Dr. Sears, are you there?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I am such a huge fan of yours. I love your books, and I am so excited that you've written a book for adults. I'm a huge proponent of attachment parenting. My daughter weaned herself at 3.
Well, good.
Yeah, and I'm just so honored to be speaking with you. Now, in the foreword to your terrific book, Primetime Health, Dr. Dean Ornish writes, quote, "Many people tend to think of a breakthrough in medicine as a new drug, laser, or high-tech surgical procedure. They have a hard time believing that the simple choices we make in our daily lives, what we eat, how we respond to stress, whether or not we smoke cigarettes, how much exercise we get, and the quality of our relationships and social support can be as powerful as drugs and surgery, but they often are, and the results are even better," end unquote. And what I loved about that is that, you know, your book gives you exactly what you need to make all of these wonderful things happen and to be healthy. And they are bigger and, you know, I think can be greater than drugs and surgery.
Absolutely, Lisa. What I wanted to do in Primetime Health is to give people tools. For example, I gave a talk one day, and I was giving a talk to a group of people who were in their 40s to 50s, and I said, "How many of you have a retirement plan?" And everybody raised their hands, okay? And I said, "Now, how many of you have a retirement plan for your health?" And no hands went up. And I realized that people do not plan ahead for their health. And this is why their health goes after 40 or 50, the health starts going. And what does it profit you to have all the free time and the free money and the to do and no health? And so this is why I created this plan. And really, it's a plan to help your body make its own internal medicines. We're like a giant pharmacy. We're walking around with this giant pharmacy inside. And with a few simple tools, you can bring out the right medicines that you make at the right time at the right dosage.
Oh, okay. I like that. And one of the ways that you do that is you have to understand, I think, what's going on with your theory of, you have a theory of aging, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
You tell us your sticky stuff / garbage disposal theory of aging. I love that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of, I try to make it simple. I'm known among my colleagues in medicine as the science made simple doctor. I'm not sure whether or not that's a compliment.
No, it's definitely a compliment. Everybody can understand.
But I realize that aging, in a nutshell, is we accumulate too much sticky stuff in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sticky stuff goes by various names. Cholesterol, for heart problems, triglycerides, the fats in the blood, Alzheimer's, the sticky stuff in the brain, in the joints, inflammation for arthritis, all those itises. And basically, all that is your body accumulates chemical sticky stuff in areas that it doesn't belong. And then, when we're young, our immune system sort of gets rid of the sticky stuff. The immune system's like our body's garbage disposal system. But two things happen as we age. We accumulate too much sticky stuff, brain, our eyes, our heart, our joints, our skin, and our guts, our muscles. We could the key to aging, to healthy aging, and really, I say aging, but for all ages, it's a book for all ages, who a health plan, is to stop the buildup of sticky stuff throughout your body, and to strengthen your immune system, or your garbage disposal system.
Okay, and that's what's so great about your book, is it tells you what you need to do that. Not only foods, obviously, but exercise. And there's so much in the book that is so helpful. Now, I consider myself a whole foodarian. I don't know if that is a real term.
That's a good term.
Yeah, I think I need to coin that. But at any rate, you know, like I have, for breakfast, I had a yam, a plain yam. And it was delicious, you know. And if it's a whole food, I'm going to eat it. And, you know, and I take care of myself and I exercise. But there's so much processed stuff out there, you know.
Absolutely. You just put your finger on the key to healthy living. And somebody said, well, what diet, Bill, are you on? Yeah. I said, I'm on a real food diet.
Exactly.
Just a real food. Just eat real foods. I laugh with all these diet books. And it really comes down to the real food diet, to this low-fat, low-carb, low-something, high. I mean, it really makes no scientific sense. We, for example, the fat. We need a right-fat diet, not necessarily a low-fat diet. Fat is, so the brain, for example, the brain is 60% fat. So we need a right-fat diet, and one of the big deficiencies in America, certainly, is we eat too much meat and not enough seafood. Just the opposite of what we need to do, especially as we age.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that people can do, and it's true. I mean, the diet industry is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Uh-huh.
And I think if people would just try to stay with real foods. I interviewed a woman, Annie Bond, who works with National Geographic, and she wrote a wonderful book called True Food. And what's nice about it is it talks about eating locally and eating whole foods, but it also talks about freezing and canning and things that you can do. And it's so nice to get back to just living a simpler way. I think that's so important.
And to the body, see, the old adage, food is medicine.
Yes.
But what I do in throughout our book is to take the reader through their body, in each organ, the eyes, the brain, the heart, the skin, the gut, and to show you simple things on how it's beautifully designed, and then give you tools to make each organ work better. And again, to keep the sticky stuff out of your joints, your eyes, your brain, your heart. This is really, it's quite simple as long as you have these tools.
Yeah, can you give us a tool maybe for the heart and for the eyes? I'm kind of curious, you know.
Here's one. You know, everybody says exercise.
Yes.
Move. But I bet if you quizzed a lot of people, you have no idea why. Why should I run? Well, let's take you inside the blood vessel. When the lining of your blood vessels are your largest endocrine system in your body, and in the lining are trillions of microscopic little medicine bottles, and when you run, or when you move, or when you swim or dance, the blood flow goes faster over the tops of those medicine bottles, and these medicine bottles open up, and they release into your bloodstream just the right medicines that you need at the right dose, at the right time. Medicines to lift you up, like antidepressants. Medicines to lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, lower blood sugar, lower the highs, I call it. So that's an example of where I go through not just exercise more, but why? What does movement actually do within your body? And it opens your giant pharmacy inside.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's what I love about the book, because it's nice to know. I'm one of those people. I want to know, well, why? What's going on? I think a lot of people out there, you know, you'll read a book that really doesn't give you, say, okay, do this, okay, see you later, bye. But I love the detail that you have in your book.
Yeah, and another tool is why should we eat more fish? fish, the omega-3, I call it, one of my biggest tips is give yourself an oil change. Okay? Now, we eat too much processed oils.
Yes.
All the safflower, sunflower, corn, soy, all the processed oils that go to a factory, and not enough of your healthy oils, fish oil, olive oil, flax oil, nut oils. I have a section called Go Nuts. My nuts is so healthy for you. And so give yourself an oil change. And one of the big reasons is the brain, because it's 60% fat, it needs the right fats. And those right fats begin with seafood, omega-3s. Seafood is good for the eyes. I call seafood equals sea. That's the seafood.
Healthy fats, they make your skin beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I used to get breakouts, and now, I mean, I started taking, I like Nordic Naturals, but any brand will do, you know, of omegas, and it's amazing how nice your skin gets and your hair, you know, it's so, just for, you know, people are vain.
Yeah, well, you know, that,
why not?
Actually, that's exactly right. In our section on have beautiful skin, we start with I call it treatment on the inside and the outside. It's not only what you put on top of your skin, your skin, but it's how you feed your skin underneath with the right oil.
Yes. Yeah, my husband, it was sweet. He noticed the other day, because he knows that I eat a whole food diet, and he said, yeah, you could really see it in your skin. It's just, it's, you know, and I, oh, thank you. So there's, and I feel better. You know, when I tend to be kind of sensitive, though. Like, I had a bowl of, I mean, it was a whole grain, whole corn, whole oat cereal. It had fiber, and I still felt like I ate a Twinkie. My body was really sensitive, and I felt like I had a hangover.
Good.
It was terrible.
But, you know, Alisa, that's good. In a way. I'll explain to you why. See, the body, the body is beautifully designed, especially the gut, our gut. I call it good gut feelings. And the gut, the lining of the gut, is called the second brain. It has millions of nerve fibers. And when you eat right, those nerve fibers say, wow, thank you, you're being good to the gut. But when you eat wrong, that your internal voice, a little alarm goes on and says, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Well, most of us, over years of poor eating, have lost that internal alarm system. Where what you have is got your alarm system on. You, when you eat good, you feel good. When you eat bad, you feel bad.
Yeah, that's true. But this was, I mean, but this wasn't even, I didn't think it was that bad.
But I know what you mean. Your gut is, so
my
you
gut.
Have, this is actually, the term for this is called metabolic programming.
Oh.
You have actually programmed the lining of your intestines to eat real foods.
Yeah.
So then when you deviate from that, the lining, the nerves in the gut say, uh-oh, Lisa, shouldn't have done that.
That's true. That's true. Let me tell you. And it does. It keeps me on track. Sometimes I'm grateful. I mean, sometimes I'm jealous of people. And I don't want to eat junk, but even just once in a while having it, some, you know, like I had a piece of cake. I hadn't had cake in like 5 years. It was my nephew's second birthday. And I thought, I could have a little cake. The next day, I could barely function. I mean, so I'm really sensitive. But I think it's good overall because it does. It helps keep me on track. But even if I didn't have that, I think I just knowing the importance of health. So for people who can eat anything and not feel sick, they really just need to understand, which is why your book is so important, because you give that explanation.
Also, you know, I found when I was reading so many health books, I found they're too complicated.
Yes.
And they're not fun. So what I wanted to do is make it simple, fun. For example, one of the keys is somebody's, what's your main key for how to eat? And I call it, well, here is my rule of twos. Eat twice as often, eat half as much, and chew twice as long.
I like that.
Now, it's amazing, in other words, grazing. It's amazing what grazing can do for you. It went very simply, our insulin, our level, our blood level of insulin. Insulin is like your master conductor in the whole symphony orchestra of your hormones. instead of going up and down and up and down. And when insulin's stable, the rest of your body chemistry is stable. And this is what we call health or hormonal harmony.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Now, you had 8 children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know parents. I have it. My daughter's 5 and a half. She inhales her food, and I talk. And now she eats a whole food diet as well. So it's great. But she's the food she's eating is great, but she just inhales it. And I've talked to her again and again. Do you have any advice for kids who are eating well, or slow down?
No, I said, what age is you the most? I said, having 8 children.
That's amazing, by the way.
But what you could do is, first of all, have smaller plates. How old is your daughter?
5 and a half.
Okay. I have smaller plates and put smaller portions.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then take the bowls of food and put it on the counter off the table and put smaller portions on her plate, and then have her engage her in a conversation between bites. As soon as she takes a bite, tell me, what you do at school today? So talk between bites. And it take tight twice as long to dine.
Okay.
But slow, it's amazing, that whole science of grazing, eating smaller, more frequent foods, and chewing more. Many people in their between the 40s and 60s, you know, the 70s. So this, I think, the prime time of our life. And we need to slow down how we eat. And prime timers have a lot of, shall we say, pains in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
They constipation, irritable bowel, heartburn, colitis. These are very common as we age. And the number one helpers is grazing. It's just if chewing twice as long, if you do more work at the top end of your gut, there's less wear and tear on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. So that advice is good for people, grown-ups, too.
for all ages. In fact, one of the things I do several days a week, 3 or 4 days a week, is I make a big smoothie in the morning, about a 1,200-calorie smoothie, and I sip on it all day long.
Oh, that's
it's my breakfast and lunch, and a mid-morning snack, and mid-afternoon snack, and then I have a normal, healthy dinner. But that sipping all day long on a fruit and yogurt smoothie, high protein, high fruit and yogurt,
mm-hmm.
and flax seed meal. I'll put a little tofu in it, cinnamon, and just all kinds of good stuff. I have 13 ingredients, recipes in the book.
Yeah, it's funny. It's so funny because I was just going to bring up the smoothie just before you.
Yeah, and you like that smoothie.
I love it. Oh, it's delicious. And, I have a Vitamix as well.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter, I don't give her juice, but she calls it fruit drink, and I make the smoothies, and they're wonderful. Yeah, they're really wonderful.
Yeah, it's actually an interesting way to start kids off in the morning, too.
Yeah,
it's always a big smoothie for breakfast. It's quick, and they like it. And the thing about smoothies is you can put things in there that they don't like but need. Like you put tofu in there, and they don't even know it's in there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's healthy.
The things that we've talked about, we only have a few more minutes, but I have your list of the 10-year resolutions to help you live longer and feel younger. And we've actually, we talked about moving more, grazing, enjoying smoothies, eating pure. We talked about the oil change, the eat fish and less meat, but we haven't talked about stress less and connect. And we all need a hobby. So make health your hobby. So whichever one you want to address first would be
great. Make health your hobby.
Hobby.
We all need a hobby. And the reason I emphasize stress, and I have a whole chapter on that, is because normally, when we're younger, the brain has a built-in anti-stress mechanism that when our stress hormones get too high, the brain protects itself. But that mechanism ages fast. It sort of weakens as we age. So our ability of the brain to handle stress diminishes as we get older, which means that we have to work out to keep our stress hormones low. And for example, I have in our office, when my secretary or an office manager, when somebody calls, say, with a problem, or they say, well, Dr. Bill only does solutions, not problems.
Mm.
So you focus on the solution and don't dwell on the problem. Play music as much as you can. Walk around with like a toolbox of stress busters. A negative thought comes in, whoops, not going there. You file it in your trash bin. this is doubly important for a 50, 60-year-old as it is for a 20 or 30-year-old.
Okay. You know, another thing that you have, which I like, is you say, as I tell our 8 children, you can't always control situations, but you can control your reactions to them.
Absolutely.
And that's a good one, too. That's a hard one.
Yeah, it is hard, but that's the key to stress reactions. But it's important is the term is called glucocorticoid neurotoxicity. Now, that's just a long term for the brain rusts. And aging is really rusting. The brain rusts with high stress hormone levels. And I tell parents, if you can pronounce that, you don't have it. But really, I'm glad you brought up stress, because that's so important in today's society, because we live in a stress-filled society. And it's hard, but it's just a matter of walk around with your own toolbox full of stress busters.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And you know, not only is the society so stressful, but you know, it's this whole thing about technology, that people are more connected, but I think they can also become more disconnected as well, having the face-to-face interactions that we used to have. So you talk about, you know, number 10 is connect.
Connect.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Connect. Have a social network. That's doubly important as we age. It just is a good social network of stress relievers.
Yeah, it really helps. And, I mean, all these things are so helpful. And, you know, if you want to add anything that we didn't touch on in the last 11 minutes, that would be great. Great.
I mentioned the term hobble before. I think the key to starting off any health plan, especially the primetime health plan, is to sit down and say, I'm going to make health my hobby. This is how I want to spend the rest of my life. Health is going to be my hobby. And you get motivated and you get excited. And what better hobby could we have? And I tell parents, I said, you know, you owe it to your children to be healthy. And with this current healthcare mess we're having, the real answer to this healthcare crisis we have, Lisa, is self-care.
Yes.
The government ain't going to do it. the government is not going to be able to take care of us. We have to self-care. You know, they say, what plan are you on? Self-care. And yeah, that begins with a primetime health plan.
Yeah, it does. You know, and the name of your book is Primetime Health. And I want to encourage everyone to get it. It's such a wonderful book. And Dr. Stris, like I said, I'm such a huge fan. I would love for you to come back and talk about the baby book or any of your other books on attachment parenting. I actually had Maya Bialik, the actress. She is the national celebrity spokesperson for the Holistic Moms Network.
Oh,
and I would love for you to pop. Maybe you can come on together sometime.
You know, I'd love to do that, Lisa.
She's
because
great.
One of the points I make in my book is called The Helper's High.
Mm-hmm.
And that when I write a book, and I think somebody out there is going to read it and they're going to change their life, I get a really good feeling. I go to bed each night with this helper's high, this wonderful feeling of when you do good for others, you get a good feeling yourself. That feeling is priceless.
Oh, it is. Well, you definitely helped me. I mean, when I found out, I knew, I tend to be a kind of a crunchy kind of gal, so I knew I knew some about attachment parenting, but it was nice to really be able to go to your baby book and really understand it. And I used your website, and I I just think you're wonderful. I wish you were my doctor, but
I'll be your doctor long distance.
Oh, good. Where are you, by the way? Where are you located?
In California.
Oh, California. That's where I'm from. Well, I'm going to get in touch with you shortly because I would love for you to come back on. And if you can give us a website or other information, and people
can learn
more.
AskDrSears.com. That's AskDrSears.com.
Well, Dr. Sears, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome, Lisa.
You have
good
a wonderful day. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Remember, this coming Thursday at 4 o'clock, we have a special interview with Mariel Hemingway about her wonderful book, Mariel's Kitchen. So be sure to tune in. Also, make sure to check out itsyourhealthradio.org to get the Thursday morning lineup. We have some wonderful folks then, too. I want to thank my wonderful engineer, David, and thank you, Dr. Sears. I'm such a big fan. Everyone have a great day. Keep being healthy. Bye-bye.